Adventist World Radio. From broadcast to baptism. Powered by SID Media.
On the line, I have Pearson Mage. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bumi.
How are you?
I'm well, and you?
I'm good, thank you. Tell me something. Do you remember the show, Stoki Stokvela?
Yes, I do.
What did that show mean to you? Go ahead. If anything, did the show mean anything to you?
Look, to see the resonating to our people and just the way it was portrayed, it was always fantastic to see.
Yeah, they built a community where they literally experienced everything together, right?
Yeah,
I'm very excited to be talking to you today. And maybe let me just intro for the benefit of those who don't know who you are.
Lovely.
And why we have you on the line. So a Stokvel is a communal savings or investment group where members regularly contribute to a central fund, which is then used for various purposes, often within a community or group of friends and family. So founded on the principles of collective savings and community growth, Stokvela began as an ambitious idea that has grown into a revolutionary platform, standing at the intersection of technology, finance, and community-based economics, committed to transforming how South Africans save and build wealth collectively. We're joined now by the co-founder and head of sales and business development of Stokvela, Pearson Mage, to tell us more about this exciting, innovative business. You know, I touched on helping South Africans or transforming how South Africans save and build wealth collectively. Those are two things we do very badly. Saving culture is not in our blood. But building wealth is something that we don't know because we are fairly new to wealth. I'm keen to hear your thoughts on why these two focuses are so significant for our people.
Thank you so much for having me. Lovely. You touch on very important things. Just to give a background on why or built the Stokvela app.
Yeah.
When you look at the Stokvela industry, depending on who's doing the numbers, it's worth, let's stick to the 50 billion rand.
Yes.
Now for us is when we looked at that, we looked at multiple things, but to touch on a few things, we built Stokvela to hold the executives, one, accountable, two, to protect the members' money.
Yes. All right?
And clearly, it was about the financial expansion. How can we do more with the money? Mm. So that's the foundation.
Yeah. And for those who aren't fully familiar with Stokvels, because you just touched on the objective, right, to protect to keep the executive accountable and to protect the members of the Stokvel. So for those who don't really know it, and I know I just can't remember the terms. Actually, let me find them because I really want this conversation to be complete.
All right.
In Nigeria, they are called susus, right? In Kenya, they're called shamas.
Mm-hmm.
And in the DRC, they're called nikelembas. So we have people from other regions. And when I said Stokvel, they're just like, what is that? But for those who don't understand, can you briefly explain what they are and how they've traditionally worked in communities across Africa? So before we even get to protecting and accountability, what is this thing? Unpack it for us nicely.
Terms. A Stokvel is a group of people that want to bring about change in their sphere, in the community.
Yeah.
And it's them saying it's about time we become resilient and take action on the things that we want, the change we want to see. Mm. So in a nutshell, Stokvels are all about the impact. It's it's more than just the money, but it's more of like, what's the end goal?
Yeah.
And that, in simple terms, that's what a Stokvel is.
Yeah. You know what I love? You know what?
Sure.
You know what I love, Pearson? You took an age-old practice, right? Something that was done by Abu Mama and Abu Gogo. They think, with you, at the end of the month, at the end of the year, rather, we would want to have groceries from ShopRite. So let's collect. You took this and you turned it into a tech-driven solution. How did that idea come about? Because I really think it's genius.
Look, we looked at also the industry. The industry is 50 billion rand. And instead of the industry, you know, moving forward, but it was, you know, dragging backwards. And we thought, all right, how do we build a system that not only does give the member the ability to be able to see this world, this the funds, the kitty, you know? We thought, all right, how do we build elements to make sure that the man doesn't have to call the executive? You can see it, everything, and all on one, you know, platform. Just on the tip of your phone, you can just, you know, check everything.
That's absolutely brilliant. You know, it's such a powerful tool in formalizing stockfolds, right, and creating a more structured financial ecosystem. But I am very curious to know, what was the biggest challenge in taking something so deeply embedded in African culture and adapting it to an app-based platform?
Look, our people are... Right?
Yeah.
Our Black culture are people that are smart. It's just that they don't want to look stupid, all right?
Oh, okay.
They want to understand, what is it that you are bringing to us?
Yes.
For us, it wasn't about changing how they did things.
Yes.
It was enhancing
making
what they already started. You know, so the challenge would be this unknown area. Explain it to me, and how does it benefit me as you know, a Black culture and the stock industry?
So you never had problems. People were receptive to it.
Look, from the way the book.
Yeah.
So let me give an example.
Yeah.
So when a stockfolder is using a book, all right?
Yeah.
Let's say that book goes missing.
Yo.
It's a challenge because you understand?
And imagine if it gets lost in November.
You understand? Now we're in trouble.
Yeah.
So that's the biggest challenge. And our stockfolder groups want you what we're doing.
Yeah. I lost you there, Pearson. I'm so sorry. What were you saying?
No problem. No, I was mentioning the fact that our people want to know, you know, with whatever solution you're bringing, they want to know, how does it benefit us and what value does it bring to align with our goals?
Yeah. Now, I need you to talk to us about the key features of this app. I want us to get to the nitty-gritties.
Lovely.
What does
lovely,
it look lovely. Like? How does one onboard? Just talk to us about the entire thing.
Fantastic.
I've got a stock file, and I want to make sure it's at the end of the year I'm buying something proper. Or maybe even if it's a travel stock file, right? Talk to us about what happens when we come to you.
Look, the fundamental will be, we are an FSC licensed you know, company.
Yeah.
We are regulated by the FSC, which is the Financial Sector Conduct Authority.
Yeah.
All right. Now, when a group comes to us, they need to go through the FICA process. All right. Certified ID copy, proof of address. They sign up, they create a group, they add their members. Our system creates a unique reference number that, one, you can make any payments at any Pick n Pay, ShopRite, and all the retail stores, right?
Yeah.
The second option is you can contribute, you know, to your stockfile using your EFT. So it is the same way they would go into a branch to open an account. Now that we are online, it's a digital online, you know, platform that when you come in, the executives create a group on Stockfiller. They go through the FICA process, they add their members, and then that account will be active for all members to see statements, to see who made a payment and who's owing. That is the fundamental. The features are now you getting to make payments, you getting your money out, and just the navigation of how the executives, you know, get to navigate payouts and you know, and so forth.
Yeah. Now, I've got the privilege of having worked in a bank, right? And so integrating systems and getting one system to communicate with another, something that is very familiar to me. But I'm imagining that not everyone has got that advantage, right? So what does it look like? Am I doing an EFT on my bank, app, or can I do it on the platform, on this app?
Fantastic. I love the question. So what happens is, When the group comes on Stockfeller, you add your members, right?
Yeah.
There is an option where you can get the bank account you have on Stockfeller. I did mention that we're regulated by the FSC, right?
Okay.
You will get a bank account that is on Stockfeller and you get your reference number. Now, you take that information. Once you get it on the app, you create a beneficiary on your banking app.
Mm-hmm.
When you make a payment, your EFT will reflect within 2 to 3 working days.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can just go to the retail stores, give them the unique Stockfeller reference number to make it. You just tell the cashier that I'm here to pay a bill when, you know, you are doing your shopping. So, you know, it's seamless and you don't need to stress about, you know, going with the proof of payment because our system always reflects the money.
Yeah. So you've been doing this for almost 10 years, if not 10 already.
No, on the 1st of March, we've just hit our 9th year.
Imagine that. Imagine that. Now, I can only imagine that you would stay in something for almost a decade for 3 reasons, right? Number one, it fulfills you. Number two, it is impactful. Number three, it's making you money. Okay. So I want you to speak on all of these 3 things. What about this work makes you keep going? What about this work has seen you do it for 9 years?
Look, at Stockfeller for us is more of the impact, all right? And I'll just give you an example. There is a group that went to China and bought a tissue machine and said, why is it tissue? So they bought their own tissue machine, they started producing.
Using
so
for us, it's just
Of course.
That's so brilliant.
For us is more of what's the impact at the end of the contributions that they are putting together. You know. And we wake up every single day, the UGO getting her funds, that sophisticated group that wants to go to, you know,
Bali.
To China, you know, Dubai and everything. So for us it's more of how do we impact the Stockfeller industry with a system that is seamless and is able to do more for them.
Yeah. I'm thinking about the person who who wants to steal this idea. Of course not steal, but who's motivated by this idea. And they're thinking, how do these people make money? So do you want to talk to us about your business model?
Lovely. And if I'm hearing you correctly, you're asking in terms of our pricing, right?
Not really pricing, but how is it sustainable? What are the mechanisms that allow for you guys to make money from this innovation?
Sure, lovely. We have about 3 subscriptions, all right?
Yeah.
Now, the first subscription is you're looking at 15 members and below, which we are saying use the platform as you please. We won't charge you anything because you are 15 and below, and you earn an interest of 3%, all right, per month.
Okay.
All right, and we only charge you $14.99 when you're withdrawing your funds.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Another, you know, subscription would be the 20 members, 100 rand per month, where now you get to upload your constitution, you get to get your customized statements and all of the nice things, right? And now that you earn 6% on that, on your group balance. And then the last one will be the platinum, where you as a group would be charged 500 rand with 52, 1,000 members and above, where now you get 7% there. So we have met you, and the regulator says a Stockfeller cannot own assets immovable or movable, which means they have to now register a business for the business who now buy assets on behalf of the Stockfeller.
Yeah.
So that is how we generate, you know, revenue from all of this.
Yeah. And you know, when I was reading up about you guys, I saw that your objective is really helping people build wealth, right? But I was
Correct.
thinking, Stokvel, how does a Stokvel build wealth? Because every month you are taking out money, you're gonna get the money you've been issuing
Sure.
out every month and when it's your turn
Correct.
anyway. But now to hear you describe the model this way, that the money isn't just sitting there, it's bearing interest and it can grow,
Of
because
course.
that's how we build wealth, right? By assigning
Sure.
work to our money instead of just putting it
Correct.
in a savings account. Now you're starting to make me feel like maybe I don't need a bank account the way I thought I did, because this app could double as a bank account, a
Sure,
savings account,
sure, sure.
and all of that. And what was that intentional, or is that intentional on your part?
Look, for us, when myself and the team, when we looked at the 50 billion rand,
Yeah.
it was being intentional in terms of assisting those who have walked the journey and leveraging off their systems that they built. And then we lay a foundation that for the next generation, it's more easier to build wealth where we focus on the vision rather than focusing on the nitty-gritty, the administration burden, and we take up that out of the way.
And the truth is, you're fascinating me. I hope you can tell. I'm so
Sure,
fascinated by what you're
correct.
saying. I love this
Sure,
innovation.
sure.
It's so amazing. The truth is, the power of Stokvel lies in the collective pooling of resources, right? And
Correct.
apart from the tissue story, can you share some inspiring examples of how Stokvel has helped individuals or communities achieve financial goals they might have otherwise never
Lovely.
thought possible?
Lovely. I love that. When you look at, I think COVID for us was a blessing.
Oh,
All right.
tell me more.
COVID for us was a blessing.
Yeah.
We have a group that immediately COVID hit. All right. In between COVID hit March and June. So they said, we want to have 100, you know, members or 100 investors that can contribute a certain amount to get to 1.2 million. And we want to buy body franchisor, franchisee, and all of that. And we want to let these investors own the store and run it. All right. So 100 investors, we set it up. And they did that. They have a store in Benoni, and the second one is in Soweto. So you wake up in the morning to now, you know, look at such impact. But it's not just any Stokvel's, you know, lifeblood is contribution. But when you see that Stokvel's go beyond just their contributions, it's fascinating. It gets me wake up in the morning and say, I'm on it again.
You're changing people's lives. Can you imagine what you'd be doing if you weren't doing this work?
I don't think I would even like to imagine. it's such an amazing experience and journey that we walk with the Stokvel groups.
Yeah. Ach man, we've seen how much potential technology has
Sure.
to change the world,
Correct.
The way people access financial services, right? In what
Yep.
ways do you see Stokvel contributing to economic empowerment, particularly for underserved groups such as women, youth, and low-income communities?
Look, we have groups that are dedicated to, you know, inspiring stories where they are saying, we want to empower women. We want to empower those individuals that could do it alone. And let us give them an opportunity. And I think the most of the groups that are visionaries that are looking to take on the world, and they alone, the group that I was mentioning, employed about 14 people, you know, that created employment for those that were not employed.
Yeah.
Now, when you look at such, it is an amazing journey that we are walking with the Stokvel groups. And for us, is that alone plugs back into the GDP.
Now I'm thinking about 14 friends that I can invite to.
I was
speaking, I was like,
Matisse,
hi, man.
Rababat.
Prince. friends. Nomthanda, I'm thinking, Dilek, I'm thinking about my friends who I can pull together for us to do something like this. Is there a minimum amount that we have to contribute in a month?
Look, the contribution is attached to the reason why you guys are saving. So I'll give an example.
Yeah.
If we want to go to, for example, we want to go for a trip. Mm. Now, you would, you know, do the research and say, this is how much it will cost to leave SA. Mm. This is how much it will cost us to, when we get to our destination. Now, you divide that according to the members and you say, cool, this is how much we contribute to get to the actual number that will get us to our destination.
Yeah.
Now, you can set a stock for with three people and then you get to determine how much you contribute because of the reason why you're saving.
I love that. Looking love ahead, that. What's your ultimate vision for Stokvel? What kind of impact would you like to see?
Oh, you have no idea. The vast, you know, goal or the ultimate goal is for us to see every Stokvel, you know, getting to understand being having a transitional mindset, because gone are the days of where our mothers would have five funeral covers.
Yeah.
You know, now it does not benefit anyone.
Yeah.
You know, so now for us is to see those transitional stock files that are looking big to be able to plug into the GDP, to feed the less privileged. Mm-hmm. And for us, we want to see, when you look at our 4,000 plus groups on Stokvel, 60% of the Stokvels are women linked.
Of course.
Now, that is something to wake up in the morning and say, I am going there to that.
Yeah, these are your mothers, your grannies.
Sure.
There's that personal connection, right?
Of course, of course.
My mom has a Stokvel. They have a Stokvel there in the street.
So when I give out my
thank you. No, I have your number.
Correct.
If you could change one thing about the way financial systems currently operate, particularly in Africa, what would it be? Mm-hmm. And how do you see Stokvel actually playing a role in that transformation?
Lovely, lovely. Look, our motto is financial expansion. Mm. All right.
Yeah.
And not financial inclusion, because financial inclusion means, you know, let us plug into the old system and work the old way. But we are saying financial expansion, do more with your money and be more. And that is us saying to the rest of Africa that we are here and we need you as a Stokvel group to think financial expansion and have a transitional mindset to get.
Yes, from the land. Land flowing with milk and honey.
Sure.
Yeah, that is so powerful. And I just want to park at this financial expansion because you're right. Everything, every time we hear banks talk, they're like, oh, financial inclusion, including the ones who've been marginalized and stuff. But you're talking about expansion. Just paint that picture for me, please.
Look, when you look at the Stokvel industry, you know, it's 50 billion rand annually.
Yeah.
And we're saying, let your money do more for you, where you owe it times three, times four, because of, and I'll touch on this. What we've done is we've built a marketplace where anyone can come and sell to the Stokvel community.
Ooh, I was to make sure that
groups do more with their money rather than money just, you know, them understanding what no return interest, but more so we want to bring value added investments that will assist them to grow and do more.
Oh man, I was hoping you'd say something like that, because the point of wealth value or how we build wealth is by deploying our money, right? And so I was wondering if you guys maybe run workshops on how they can expand their money instead of just keeping them there and waiting for them to bear the interest.
Lovely. I love that. When we have an event called Skola Sonke Round Table, right? The round table event is where we bring all our Stokvels in one room and say, guys, what are the challenges that you're facing?
Yeah.
Let us network and see how we can grow together, how we can share ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Because you cannot host, you know, a guest in your house and not, you know, at some point say, how are you doing?
Yes.
Sure.
Oh man, so now I'm sorry, my mind is going everywhere. So I'm even thinking about
Come back.
And it's not even a tangent from what we're talking about. But when thinking about big institutions, financial institutions, there's an expectation that you are with us because you know what you're getting yourself into. And I think the benefit of it being as small as it is, and I know it's big in some senses, but as small as it is that you are so close to the ground that you can touch the people, that you can hold their hands and walk with them.
Correct.
How do you envision still being so close to your people and helping them along as you expand and you grow the organization?
Look, for us, there's a term we use on Stockfeller, hand holding.
Yes.
You know, hand holding means, you know, we will walk the journey with you from the onboarding to the time you withdraw your money from Stockfeller.
Yeah.
And we have training sessions. Tomorrow we'll be having a training session. All right.
Brilliant.
And we make sure that you understand our system. And we are so fascinated and in love with just the impact that their contributions, you know, deliver at the end of the day, the output.
Ah, man. And even as you have these sessions, I'm pretty sure you're cognizant of the fact that the world is evolving rapidly and so is technology, right? So what new innovations or features do you see coming to Stockfeller as a platform and as an organization that will continue to transform the way people engage in financial cooperation and investments in their communities?
Look, there's a lot that we can touch on to make sure that, you know, the groups just grow.
Yeah.
The feature that I would kind of, you know, think top of my mind is just giving them the ability to customize their statements.
Oh wow.
You know, customize their statements.
Yeah.
And then we when you log in onto Stockfeller, when you create a group, it already populates a standard template of the constitution, where we can provide you with that, you amend it, then you upload it back into the group, so that when a member joins, they're already signing to a constitution that they know what is this Stockfeller about, what type, and how do they operate.
You know, you don't speak as just somebody who's got an ideal for their business, but an ideal for the world, you know, and as someone who's shaping the future of finance and community building, what is that personal ideal for the world that you have in terms of collaboration, expansion, financial independence? And I'm just throwing things out there. It could be totally different to just finance itself. What is this personal ideal you have for the world? When you close your eyes or when you go to sleep, what is the dream you have for the world?
Oh, you have no idea, Mpumi. Uh-huh. Right. Look, it is fascinating. When I close my eyes, I would literally want to see Stockfeller taking over industries.
Ooh.
Right? Industries that, you know, benefit our people.
Yeah.
Industries that speak to the ecosystem of making sure that our people understand how things work, because if it's a 50 billion rand industry, it's testament that we can save. Mm. But now we need to put procedures and processes and a system and lay a foundation that is so strong that when we say we're taking over an industry, it's not just a shaky ground.
Yeah.
We know what we're doing.
You know, when you said takeover industries, I was thinking about ChatGPT, DeepSeek, and all these AI platforms, right?
Sure.
I am imagining a Stockfell of 50 gogos when a DeepSeek opens for for investors, right, when they have a public offering, mm-hmm. and a Stokvel being able to buy shares, like a significant amount of shares in booming markets, in emerging markets, all because they were just saving 500 rand, 50 rand a month.
Sure.
is revolutionary. That is tapping into markets we would otherwise never be able to tap into in our own corners and without your platform for assistance.
Lovely. I'm hearing you say 50 rand. We have a group that has about 1,400 members that started from saying, guys, can we contribute 50 rand?
Yeah.
4 years down the line, they're sitting on 2 million.
No,
and you ask yourself, well, whoa, how did these people get here?
What?
But it's the commitment and the ability to understand that the 50 rand carries more power when we are as a collective.
Compounding over time. Jeez, man. we have to wrap this up, unfortunately, but I've got two questions before I let you go. I could ask you questions over and over and over again, and maybe I should at some points. But for young entrepreneurs and innovators who are looking to make an impact in their own communities or industries, what advice would you give them? What lessons have you learned on your journey that you think will be most valuable as they start their own?
Look, it's I love the question. Look, you as young entrepreneurs, they need to understand the first thing is collaboration. Collaboration one way. Because if you are, let's say, two people are doing the same things and they just don't know each other, there is the challenge. But when we collaborate, it makes us, you know, go for bigger and better ideas.
Yeah.
And secondly is, let us go for, you know, sessions, seminars, and not going for that seminar just for the sake of it, but I'm going there to get info that I can implement anyway for the business. You know, so it's amazing what they can do once they understand the aspect of collaboration and just getting to be among networking with other people that are in their sphere.
Yeah. So Pearson, are you saying you're open to other entrepreneurs or other people actually modeling what you guys have going on?
Look, we like I said, we normally have a school round table and we do invite other people outside of the Stokvel groups to come through and, you know, experience this table that is looking to take over industries and just plug to the GDP of the country.
Oh, never ning so. If I come
never.
Stalky instead of
stalky.
I love that so much. And as we wrap up, I've only been asking you questions from my point of view, right? This is a new world to me. I'm fascinated by the innovation. And so I already know so much. You know this world better than all of us who are listening to this conversation right now. So what do you believe I haven't asked you that you want to get out as a message for everybody who's listening?
Oh, lovely. So I love that. One thing I want to say to my people, and you know when I say my people.
No, I get it.
It is time to stop admiring our problems and start being transitional and intentional in terms of how we want to build wealth.
Okay, I didn't say shoot us. I said give us counsel. What?
That I didn't get that to me?
I'm saying that is a bomb. You are dropping a major bomb on us. You mean to say we are romanticizing our struggles?
It is time, Bumi. We move with an intention to really get to the output.
Jeez, man. Where can people find you? You may have seen that I already stalked you and followed you on LinkedIn because I was like, this is so amazing. So where can people find you? If somebody is like, listen, I've heard you. Yeah. You don't need to shoot me twice. I am taking this seriously. How do they form part of the 4,000 people who are really taking advantage of your platform?
Cool. So you can, you people can find us on Facebook and find us on LinkedIn. And you know, I will just give out our support you know, number, which is 011-568-3497. I'll repeat the number, it's 011-568-3497, and the email is support@stockfella.com. There's no C on Stockfella, so it's
Yes.
STOKFELLA.com.
Also, I love that play on
I love
words,
that
stock
play
fell,
on
but also stock fellas, as in stock markets, with the
Stop
fellas on the
selling.
stock market. I
Oh,
love
no,
it.
the fella
I
at again.
absolutely love it. Listen, you have blown my mind. You have inspired me so much.
Sure.
And I wish nothing but the best for the work you do, because the work you do elevates us. It really positions us better for the future. As I said, when we started, we are new to wealth. In fact, we are new to money.
Sure.
Let me not even say wealth, because we are still a long ways from wealth, but we're new to money.
Sure.
And so to have a platform that understands us, to have people who are so intimate with our problems and who have great ideals for us, to teach us how to build wealth and to hold our hands as we build that
Sure, of
wealth,
course.
that is absolutely amazing. I
Sure.
know that you are going to reach frontiers you never imagined you would, because this is
Amen.
purposeful work and God is at the helm of what you are doing. Thank you so much, Pearson.
Amen. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. Have a lovely
All
evening.
right.
I'll keep
You
stalking you
too.
there on LinkedIn. Now we're
All
friends.
right.
Now we're
Stop me. We are
friends.
friends now.
Goodbye.
All right. Cheers.
Have you missed out on any interesting discussions from Adventist World Radio SID Media? Simply go to www.sidmedia.org to listen to all podcasts and previous shows. Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.